Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, and joining us today is Larry Mann with Hayward Fly Fishing. Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good.
How's the fishing been?
The fishing lately has been incredibly good for smallmouth bass.
So you guys fly fish for them. What have you noticed fly fishing for those smallmouth bass?
Well, a month ago, we got 15 inches of rain in this area, and the rivers were 12 feet high, so that was pretty tough fishing, but the rivers have come down and gotten into shape, and the fishing is really quite good right now for smallmouth.
If people want to go out and fly fishing, what's a few things they should keep in mind if they have never tried fly fishing and they want to give it a shot this summer?
Well, the rivers that we fish, you need to, a watercraft of some sort is a must. The rivers are really kind of hard to access on foot. If you haven't had any experience with fly rod, it's probably a good idea to take a lesson or take class before you jump in and get the equipment and all that. You might consider going with a guide initially to get your some understanding of how it all works and what equipment works and all that. So that would be a good way to go about it.
When you go fly fishing for smallmouth bass, is it similar to fishing smallmouth bass with a normal rod and reel?
Well, the fish live in the same places, but it's just a different delivery method is all. You know, we're using a fly rod and flies instead of a spinning rod and lures, but the objective is the same, and the fish are in the same spot. So we're just chasing them with a little different equipment.
Which flies have you noticed that have worked this past few weeks here in the Hayward area?
Well, we have had really good success on poppers, hard-bodied poppers on the surface, and the bass have been eating crayfish and minnows subsurface, so those three general food groups have been our most successful. It depends on the day, the type of water, and so on. But those three have been really good.
If people want to give fly fishing a shot, Larry, what's the best way for them to get a hold of Hayward Fly Fishing?
The best way is the telephone, 715-634-8149.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.